Jump change dangling in my jeans.
I was not expecting that.
Nice. I got a feeling it was too quiet though. What's up?
Hi. How's it
going? Right. Everything good? It is. Yeah, it is 24th of March, 2019.
Yeah.
So sunny Sunday in South Wales. What's it like in South Korea?
South Korea is sunny and cold. That's your weather update. All right, so this is our weekly crypto roundup. We're going to look at the winners and losers of the week in terms of price action. Then some news. And lastly, we have an email from our listeners. So yeah, I'll take about 15 minutes. So should we get cracking?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So winners and losers then. So we'll look at the losers first. We'll look at the top three losers. So the third biggest loser is our good friend Digibyte. I know. It hasn't had a good month, to be honest. It's down 12% this week. So Digibyte, we like Digibyte, don't we, Rob? They have a really cool iOS wallet and probably Android wallet too.
Super fast. And the community was great. They sent us a bunch of Digibyte, which was lovely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now the value of it's gone down, so send us more.
So anyway, down 12%, so yeah. All right, next biggest loser was a coin that was in our winners last week, and that is crypto.com chain.
Yeah.
So it was up 200% last week, or maybe something more, maybe around that number. This week it's down 21%, so it hasn't lost that much compared to how much it gained. So yeah. And then the biggest loser, down 43% in a week, as horrific, is Cosmos. I looked into what Cosmos was. I had no idea. It's basically they're trying to create a foundation for a new token economy. A bit vague, in my opinion.
Yeah, really covering all bases there. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Winners? Go on.
Biggest winners.
Yeah, ready. Biggest winners.
Okay, Qcoin shares again. Ooh.
Okay.
They were there last week as well, I think, or week before. Yeah, so Qcoin is an exchange, and you can buy their token, which they call shares in their company, up 50%. Do you want to check? I'll check. 1 second. How much it is in a month? It's up 160% this month.
Okay.
So congrats if you own that coin. Next biggest winner is MaxiMine. Up 94% this week.
Bing, sounds bing, like bing. A tampon or lady sanitary sort of thing.
Yeah, it does a little bit. Tell them that. This coin is basically a token to organize mining of cryptocurrencies.
Okay. Okay. So, sorry, how much is that up?
94%.
Whoa.
And the biggest win of the week is Ravencoin.
Yes.
You own some Ravencoin, Rob?
I do.
You're a lucky boy. Up 107% this week. How much do you think this coin is up in the last month? Have a guess.
Oh, God. 300%.
417.1%.
I knew it was crazy. So like touching on that. So we did an episode, well, a couple of episodes we did ago, we did a shrimpy.io review, and Ravencoin is one of my allocations in Shrimpy. So if you haven't listened to Shrimpy, what it does is you set your coins and what percentages of holding that you want. And when things get a little bit out of whack, so like if percentages increase in some and drop in others, well, it'll sell what's over and then like redistribute to what's under and things like that. And I think that my portfolio gain, my gains has been very much thanks to Ravencoin.
Yeah.
And how volatile that bid is.
That bird. Yeah. So, right. So I'd actually, was thinking about adding some to my portfolio on Shrimpy about
two
weeks ago, and I didn't do it. Yeah. I thought it was up too much, but it's gone up another 100% since then. So that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do we still have some Shrimpy coupons to give out?
We do. So essentially, when we did our review, Shrimpy, the guys at Shrimpy, the developers, got in touch and they loved the episode, which was really nice to hear. And they're offering a month subscription for free to our listeners. So if you're interested in that, just create an account with Shrimpy and then send me the email address of your account and we'll hook that up for you and we'll get you a premium account. So the address that we want to send that to is chumpchange@financer.com. And to be honest, we're in the process of setting up a new email, aren't we?
Yeah.
I won't touch on that now, but we'll have a easier for you to remember email.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Shrimpy's cool. Definitely try it.
Yeah. Just to kind of like give you an idea of how much I love it. I'm just pulling up my profile now. You can follow people as well. There's a social side to it. And when you have the premium subscription, you can actually see other people's allocations and kind of copy their sort of their balances, not balances, but their percentages that they distribute over. And it's really handy in that sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So since yesterday, I'm up 4.72% overall. Bearing in mind, I've only done this since February the 24th. I'm up 23.88%.
Yeah, that's decent. Decent. And because it's redistributing as well, you know, it's those gains have kind of locked in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more.
And what's, you know, it was Shrimpy and Squiggles and myself that did the review together, and he is smashing it. So like over like one day, since yesterday, he's up 6.97%. Over the week, he's up 26%. And over a month, he's up 82%. I hope
well
he doesn't
done,
mind me, actually. I hope he doesn't mind me just sort of saying all this. it's out there on his social profile. So he's great. And you can follow his allocations and everything. And you can see he really knows his stuff.
Yeah, cool. All right, moving on to some news. Do you want to kick us off, Rob?
Something I spotted, which was China's like crypto rankings, right? So it's released its government sponsored rankings for like major cryptocurrencies, and Bitcoin, interestingly, comes 15th in this list. EOS is top, Tron second, which has only just taken over Ethereum.
Ooh, that leads nicely to my piece of news. So I'll segue from there, but carry on.
Yeah, yeah. So it's come from like China's like Center for Information and Industry Development. They're called like the CCID. EOS has been the top one since June 2018. So
that's really interesting.
What's really
because EOS
really
is not a Chinese based crypto, so that's I don't think it is, at least.
I don't know.
No, and well, I know the creator is an American guy, so I forgot his name. I think it's Dan something. But that's interesting. But anyway,
That is
unique
strange
perspective on things, right? What other people value as kind of more important. So,
So what's the most surprising to me is the fact that Bitcoin was at number 10 and now it's been bumped down to number 15.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. All right, then. Well, carrying on. So segueing nicely from your piece of news. So there's been a bit of a cat fight between Vitalik Buterin, the CEO of Ethereum, and Justin Sun, who is the CEO of Tron. So they've been going at each other on Twitter for a while, kind of off and on. A few months ago, when Ethereum's price was tanking hard, I think Justin's son tweeted like, don't worry, Ethereum developers, we'll hire you. So come to work for Tron.
Yeah, yeah. Remember you mentioned that. Yeah, that's that's meow.
It's meow, right, right. So this is the latest meow. So Vitalik said, I'll lose a certain hope in humanity if Tron usurps Ethereum, like overtakes Ethereum.
Okay.
All right, so he said that. And then Tron, Justin Sun, the guy from Tron, responded. So he's Chinese, so he's a bit broken English, but I'll just make it correct. He goes, when Tron succeeds, we'll build a monument in memory of Ethereum and Vitalik. Oh. Vitalik should be remembered for his tremendous contribution in the blockchain industry. Should be remembered. Talking in the past tense, obviously.
Yeah.
So interesting.
There's an element of respect in there somewhere, though.
Yeah, kind of. But okay, thank you for doing your bit. Now I'm gonna be the king from now on. Kind of.
Now I'm gonna bury you.
Yeah, right. So reading through some of the tweets, were quite interesting actually. Gave a bit of perspective. So, a lot of people were asking, we're saying it. It's not a question of if, but when Tron overtakes Ethereum. Because all the metrics point to Tron. So dApp usage, speed, low cost, all this stuff seems to favor Tron as being the next big player in the blockchain industry. And Ethereum, I don't really know, but it's been slow in its in delivering on its promises. Is that a couple times things have happened and they've delayed them or they canceled things? And you know, our buddy Squiggles is not a big fan of Ethereum either. He thinks it's a dead project. Wow. So
he does, yeah.
So yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
cat fight.
Okay, meow.
Meow.
I wish I had like a cat sound. I'm trying to get some more sounds in our podcast, as you could probably tell from the start. I'll get a cat one for next time.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No. Good.
All right. So it's been a bit of a quiet week in the news.
Yeah.
All right then. Emails, correspondences. Yeah. All right. So I have an email. I'll read it out and Rob, you can go first with your answer.
Okay. So
this guy says, hey, I'm Jake. Thanks for the pod. Just wondering if you guys invest in anything else other than crypto. Cheers.
Okay. Yep.
Can you go?
I know you do. Sorry, I'm just having a look at my portfolio now. So I do have a couple. So when Canada was basically not writing the bill, but it was teetering on the bill being passed for recreational and medical marijuana, found loads of Canadian companies that were sort of specializing in this. I don't understand how they were doing that before. So I invested in those. But you've got to really take into account and think about it. If you've been a cryptocurrency trader, investor, most of the time you're not going to get the gains that you in normal stocks and shares. Very much, it feels like it's hardly moving or whatever. So I have them in that. I have it in a company called 88 Energy. I have it in Sirius Minerals. Some in like local banking for like dividends. I know that goes against cryptocurrency, but to be honest, that started off as a test, but I wanted to see, how volatile it was compared to cryptocurrency. So I have those.
Do you have a special app which you use to buy all your stocks and shares?
So in the UK, I have two. So there's H&L, which is Harve Greaves and Lansdowne. However, I found that Harve Greaves and Lansdowne was very expensive in terms of fees. So I switched to DEGIRO. DEGIRO is a European company though, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody outside the EU, even though that might be as soon, won't probably be able to use it. and House Green Lansdowne, I've got investments in gold mining companies. But Egyptian gold mining companies.
Any reason?
I tell you the reason, actually. So I put money in there, and they're going to charge me a lot to take my money back out.
Okay.
And I was like, but basically I found that before I found the cheaper alternative for trading and storing and buying and whatever. So I was like, right, if they're going to charge me this amount to take it out, then I could be investing that money in something. So yeah, left it in there. I started thinking about gold. As Luke, you probably get onto you now. Luke's an investor in gold. I thought, well, what's how can I get my hands on gold, but virtually? So I thought, go right to the source, the miners and everything. So that's basically, it was kind of potluck. It was picking.
Yeah. And I think that's a pretty good investment, actually. I have a strong feeling gold can do very well soon.
Yeah.
Like Rob's, similar to Rob, I've invested in a couple marijuana based companies in Canada. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the, I missed and also didn't pick the right companies. Some of them did very well. Basically mine didn't do that well, but it's still there and I still got it. And I have a feeling that it's such a new industry that the long-term gains could be huge. So that's just a small part of my portfolio. And in the past I have invested in tech stocks, but I've pulled that out now. I just have cash mm-hmm. allocation for that. I'll buy more later when there's another big dip in the market. But I'm definitely going to invest in Facebook and Amazon and Google when there's a crash. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I do own quite a bit of gold.
Yeah.
Similar to my crypto amount, actually. So it's about half and half, yeah, 50-50. And I have solid gold. Yeah. Not virtual
also,
gold.
Also, Luke has a gold tooth.
I have a gold tooth.
And that kind of happened a little bit by accident, wasn't it?
That was I mean, I'm in Korea, so I don't really understand everything that goes on when people talk to me.
So he went to the dentist with a bad tooth and then ended up walking out there with a gold tooth. So
it's pretty cool.
Which I think is badass.
It is badass. You know? But and I have gold coins too.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that my thesis is that the market, general global economy is going to have a really hard time in a couple of years. Mm. Not sure when, but when it happens, it's going to be hard. So things like gold and crypto could potentially do very well in that downturn. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Good question. Thank you. What was his name? Jake, was it? Thanks, Jake.
Cheers, Jakey boy.
If anyone else has any emails, please email us at chumpchange@financer.com or just tweet us at @ourchumpchange and we'll definitely read them out because you don't get that many.
yeah. Keep them coming.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Cheers, guys.
That all?
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thank you.
Is my gold
I
tooth?
Do want a gold tooth. Yeah, show me. Yeah. I want one. I want one. Damn these perfect teeth. One day.